And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I mean, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about from Huntsville over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And next week, excited to announce that we'll be down on the plains. So, yeah, we're going to be on WANI out of Auburn starting next week, and excited to add them to the Right Side fold. Just signed the contract on that today, and it looks like everything's a go. So
Can't spew my Bama rhetoric anymore.
You're just going to have to be on notice.
Open myself up to attacks. Yeah.
Is it at all a sign that we wound up getting on in Auburn before we got on in Tuscaloosa? Is that a sign?
No. A sign of, you know, no. I think the head of Right Side pursued Auburn before he thought about pursuing Tuscaloosa.
Stop it. You have no idea what you're talking about. All right. Hey, listen, we got stuff to talk about. Before I mention too much about this next dipper that I'm going to do for a bit, I gotta remind you guys that we are a media company, all right? There's not more than Right Side Radio. Right Side Radio is only one of our productions. So Right Side Radio, obviously 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. But we also have a series of podcasts. We have The Written Word that goes out to like 18 different newspapers around the region. And we love what we do. Well, just so you know, the latest edition of Right Click, which is Birdman's podcast, am I right? Came out today?
Yes.
Yeah. Latest edition of Right Click podcast came out today. If you're not familiar with it, Birdman is a former competitive gamer and a high-tech guy. And so all of his stuff is conservative thought and conservative content with gaming and high-tech in the background, or really the foreground. So if you got somebody who's younger, somebody who's a gamer, somebody who's in that realm, speaks that kind of tech, you know, speak, they might really enjoy this podcast. And I would encourage you to check it out. That's Right Click with Birdman. It comes out every Friday. Mine came out Wednesday. That's The Right Philosophy. Yesterday, The Liberty Minute with former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson came out. And Sunday, we've got another round coming from Emily Jones, who founded Moms for Liberty in Madison, Alabama. Hers is called The Controversial Mom. So all these podcasts are available to you. You can just go to rightsidemedia.org. You can also check us out through YouTube. And yeah, I would just encourage you, check out what we got. If you like the radio show, you'll love the podcast. So my next segment, I called it Race Baiters and Charlatans. It's a phrase that I came up with a while back, and it winds up being a recurring segment where I see stuff and I go, yep, there they are again. The usual suspects, the race baiters and the charlatans. Y'all, it's amazing to me that some people function in life seeing racism under every rock. Like, touch that desk. There's racism in it. I mean, how do you... Listen, Al Sharpton, by the way, since we were talking about Costco, I'll tell you, I got a piece here from the Daily Mail. Why is it in the Daily Mail? Anyway, the Daily Mail, Costco shoppers warned that Al Sharpton's involvement in a recent buy-in celebrating DEI policies could be a kiss of death for the retail giant. If I were Costco, I'd be going, please keep Al Sharpton away. He is not good for us right now. Can you not read the room? No, they can't. So, yes, Sharpton led 100 members of his National Action Network in a very solid, solemn escorting through buy-in. He gave everybody $25 gift cards, and he sent them into Costco to buy things, and they had a big production about how they support DEI. DEI is important, and DEI is not working real well right now, and Costco is taking heat. Al Sharpton's a race baiter and a charlatan, making it worse. So did you hear, by the way, JP, what happened with the billboard situation down in Montgomery?
Yeah, and I saw it too, unfortunately.
You saw it?
I didn't see it in person. I saw a picture of it on Twitter.
Well, I know your sister plays basketball down that way, so I didn't know if maybe you were down there and actually saw it in person. But
I saw 1819's picture of it.
Yeah, I saw that picture. So I've got a piece here from 1819 News. If you haven't heard the story, the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, supported in part by private donations and grants, but also with public dollars, the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, for reasons that no one can explain, decided to put up several billboards around the city. And those billboards showed the infamous image of police officers, white police officers, stopping, you know, black civil rights marchers on what became known as Bloody Sunday in Selma back in the civil rights era. It's an iconic image. It's an image of times that we should never forget, but we don't want to ever see repeated. It's a time when, you know, civil rights was in the forefront, and these folks, many of whom later went on to have stellar careers, stood and marched. Some of them I'm not real fond of. Some of them, though, are still heroes, in my opinion. But they have this image. The billboard is an image of Bloody Sunday with the phrase, "Make America Great Again," across the front of it. What is that about? Well, everybody knows that MAGA, Make America Great Again, is Donald Trump's, you know, slogan. It's his logo. It's his campaign rhetoric. It's how he's going to run his entire administration. And that's over the image of Bloody Sunday. Who did this? No one is telling us who at this point. But I will say this. The Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts Board of Directors had a quick emergency meeting. The billboards came down. And the statement was issued that, quote, "The decision to place the billboards was made without the approval of the museum leadership or the joint boards." Well, then who did it? I mean, they did it without authority? Once made aware of the billboards, the MMFA leadership had them immediately removed. Okay. That's amazing. That's somebody who's sitting in their little bubble of activism going, "Well, I just don't like what I'm seeing. You know what I'm going to do? I think Trump's racist. I'm going to put up a Bloody Sunday, and I'm going to use the museum's dollars to do it, and we're going to put MAGA on it. That's what it's all about." That's just, it's asinine. It's also pitiful. But these race baiters and charlatans, y'all, they don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, the whole thing about the Nazi salute, remember that with Elon Musk? That got so overplayed.
I've seen, if we're going to go by those standards, I've seen a Tim Walz Nazi salute. I've seen a Kamala Harris. I've seen an AOC Nazi salute. I've seen Nazi salutes from almost every Democrat, actually.
Did you see Scott Jennings on CNN? Really getting into it with a liberal who was determined that it was a Nazi salute. Everybody knows it was a Nazi salute. Don't try and tell us. Why don't you do it right now if you don't think it's a big deal, Scott? Go ahead and do the Nazi salute right now. It was unbelievable.
It's, yeah.
By the way, Scott Jennings is turning into a hero.
Fox needs to get him right away.
I mean, he's literally sitting there in the hot seat and looking like he enjoys himself every day.
I think he does. I think he does. I think he thoroughly enjoys being in the lines.
And I've had those moments like in court or in debating in the well of the Senate down in Montgomery where you realize the other side is unhinged and they don't have a good argument and you're just enjoying being able to refute it. I get those moments, but he does it like every day.
You got to really thoroughly enjoy that to do it every day.
But here's one of the worst ones that I've seen in recent memory. If you're not familiar with this guy named Eli Mistal, have you seen him?
I don't think
Mistal,
so.
Mistal? It's spelled E-L-I-E, next word or name, M-Y-S-T-A-L, Eli Mistal. Black guy, has a giant white afro. He's real heavy set. And he is a race baiter and a charlatan like nobody I've ever seen. And he basically says that the reason why Trump is in because a majority of white people wanted him there. That's his words most recently on MSNBC. And then he went on to say, and eggs are still expensive. So you didn't even get that. Great job, white folks, he says. This is all a rant on TV. He says, I don't like this shock and awe version because we've been paying attention. I'll tell you exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And then he started going into literally excoriating white folks. And he says, every time the media tries to sane wash, like make him look sane. Every time the media tries to sane wash or whitewash Trump or explain Trump or defend Trump, what they're doing is muddying the waters on these issues we've already decided. And I'm not saying there's a place for nuance, he said. I actually wrote in The Nation, which I guess is some periodical he's in, about how if Trump wants to end DEI, that's legal, but DEI is a policy. It's invented by white folks to try and stop other white folks from being racist. If they want to end the policy, the next question is, oh, my God, so you're ending DEI? Because all we are now is going back to antebellum racism. Does that guy get paid to come on? I mean, and you look at it and go, dude, is there any way that you really believe what you just said? Or are you just a clickbaiter who recognizes you're getting paid to excite and inflame the audience?
he actually might believe what he's saying. You know, that. But you talked about him claiming that racism is why Donald Trump won. Did you see? So apparently there's going to be a new DNC chair, and they had like a little round table or whatever of them all sitting on stage with mics, I guess, talking to the crowd. And the host asked, who thinks that Trump won because of racism and misogyny? And about 12 of the DNC chair wannabes raised their hands. So they have not learned their lesson over there on the left.
No, they're
doubling down.
They can't read the room.
No.
They're like the Costco boardroom. They can't figure out that hand has been so overplayed that no one's even buying it anymore. Is there racism in the world? Of course there is. And it's wrong. Is there systemic racism in America? No, there is not. Is the U.S. military systemically racist? No, it is absolutely not. I say that from experience. Well, Phil, you got white privilege. No, actually, I don't. You know what? I come from an exceedingly middle-class family who everybody in my family had a work ethic and did everything they could. And everything we've got right now is by the grace of God and by the ability to do hard work. That's it. And we're not rich. We're just blessed. And that's not privilege. That's called hard work. Get over it. Well, you've got advantages that no one else had. The only advantages I have were parents who raised me to have a work ethic to get out there and get at it. And that's literally a gift from God. So yeah, race baiters and charlatans, they are everywhere. All right, I got a ton of text messages. We'll take a few when we get back from the break. Last break of the day here on a Friday afternoon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.